Welcome to Show Machshava on the Daf. We're holding Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara at the end of Ayin Amud Beis brings the question: how do we know that an Nevelo of a Chayat Tehoiro is Metame? So Benazir tried to give an answer, but the Gemara is doicha the answer. So Benazir asked, "Umay Yishmuel Oimer Bedover Zeh? What does Yishmuel say on it?" So Gemara says, "Av Yenis had told him an answer." So Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, the top, said Benazir, Chaval ben Azai Shloshimish Esri Rabbi Shmuel. Chaval that I could not mishamish him. I lost out the fact that I wasn't a Talmud by Rabbi Shmuel. So first the Oro that the Maritz Chayas brings over here. Then the end of Amud Beis, when he asked the question, he says, "My Shmuel lo yimer bedover zeh." But when he heard the answer, he said, "Chaval ben Azai Shloshimish Esri Rabbi Shmuel." He adds the word Rabbi. Says the Maritz Chayas, why is that? Because we learn that now he learned something from Rabbi Shmuel. He has to call him Rabbi. The same idea it says in the Lev Aryeh over here on the Sugya. And the Rabbi Yitzchak here points out that the Shach in Yeridah Simon Shinmem, he brings a machlokes. If we know Shmuas from a certain person, do you call him Rabbi or you call him Chacham? And he paskas that you call him Chacham. From this Raya of Ari Gemara, you see, he heard one Shmur from Rabbi Shmuel and he called him Rabbi. See, a Rabbi is even someone you hear just a Shmur from him. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichas Musar, Tavshalam and Aleph, Sicha Yudches, he brings our Gemara and he says, you should realize over here, Ben Azai is the one who said on himself in Mesechas Bechoris, Kol Chachmi Yisrael Doimi Malaike Klipas Hashum. Meaning, he was greater than all the Chachamim. And that includes Rabbi Shmuel. But there's something here by Rabbi Shmuel that he could have learned from. And the fact that he didn't learn, he felt that he lost out. And the Pshat there says, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that every Odom Godol, he's a hashpa, he's a pipeline of hashpa from Shemaim. He brings his Torah from Shemaim. And sometimes the only way to get that Torah is through this person. He brings a Rael Dover from Eliyahu HaNavi, when Eliyahu HaNavi went up to Shemaim, so all the Bnei HaNevim said, we're missing out. Why are they missing out? Not all of them were Tamidim of Eliyahu. Because when Eliyahu HaNavi is not there, so every other Navi lost out as well. So Ben Azai, who's such a great person, says, it's a chaval. I mean, Rashi says a chabala. I'm missing out from the fact that I didn't get something from Rabbi Shmuel, another mokar of hashpa that I could have had. And this connects to what's brought down in Maseches Ovis, Perek Aleph Mishneh Vov, that says over there, Reb Shurman Prach Oimer, Aseh Lecha Rav. So the Rambam says, what does it mean, Aseh Lecha Rav? Afilu lo yayroi lois lecha rav. Even though he's not right to be a Rebbe, make him a Rav in order to learn from him whatever you can. And Rabbi Yoina says over there, that even though you know like him, you're Dakamaisoi, make him a Rav because you'll be able to learn from him something. And my Rebbe, Ramoy Shapir Zatzal, in the Shiuri Ovis, he has the Sefer that just came out with Shiuri and Maseches Ovis, he explains it. He says, for somebody to have a Rebbe to teach him something he doesn't know, that's not a chiddush. Of course you have to learn from a Rebbe. You're going to go to learn from a Rebbe something which is new Torah that you don't know. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell you to do that. The chiddush of the Mishnah Novas of Aseh Lecha Rav is something that you already know. And something maybe you can't get that much. The chiddush is from every single person you can learn something. And this is Mamash Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is telling us that that's what Ben Azai says. I was able to get something for Rabbi Shmuel that I missed out. So that point that I didn't get from him, that's missing from me, even though Ben Azai was Godol Ador and was worth more than all the Chachamim in the generation, he still missed out from that extra bit that he could have learned for Rabbi Shmuel. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.